This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and have you wanted to try bouldering or climbing but not known whether you can do it? Well, we are joined today by Lacey, who is visually impaired and loves climbing, to hear how she got into it and some of her tips. Hi Lacey, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi.
How did you first get into climbing?
I started it last year at the start of my second year of university. My friends wanted to do it at the sports park in the uni, and I was like, oh, I might as well give that a try, because I was trying to find a sport that I could do that was blind friendly to an extent. Because I mean, I feel like every sport can be blind friendly, but it's going to be a bit harder if I'm trying to play football with a load of sighted people. So I decided to go for climbing, and I really enjoyed it, so I'm still doing it.
Yeah, and for people that have not ever been rock climbing, how do you approach climbing a route? Are you able to do it in the way that your sighted peers are? Do you have to do it in a different way? How does it work for you?
I definitely have to do it a different way, because for sighted people, they can just see the different colours, see how far up the walls they go, and just work their way up that way. But with me, I have to kind of, even with my little bit of sight that I have, I can see the bright coloured rocks and I can kind of grasp where things are from that. But otherwise, I get the person that's belaying me, which is the rope, person who's doing the rope, or I just get one of my friends to be like, okay, so there's a blue rock on your left, there's a blue rock on your right. And also, climbing's quite feely, so you can just feel where you're going. When you're climbing up, you can just feel around with your feet and your hands. Yeah, it's really blind friendly. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and it sounds really great to have friends that you trust, that you have a good level of communication with, that will know how to shout kind of different guides for you. So there's bouldering, which is without a rope and tends to be shorter distances, and then there's belayed climbing, where you go higher distances but you're in a rope. Do you find you feel more comfortable in one over the other?
I definitely feel more comfortable when you're attached to a belay, because if you fall, you're fine. Bouldering is a bit scary at first because you are high up, and if you're scared of heights, it can be scary, but you have to remember you're not actually that high up, and if you fall, you're mostly fine if if you're practicing the right way. I'm scared of bouldering because I have no depth perception, so I don't know how high I am, which I'm not scared of heights, so it's generally fine if I'm really high up. But when I do go to jump down, I don't know how far to jump down, so I'm always scared that I'm going to either break an ankle because I've jumped too hard, or I'm not preparing myself enough and I'm gonna fall. But then again, that's when I usually get my friends to be like, okay, just jump a little bit or prepare yourself because you are quite high up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And if you had to pitch climbing to someone, what are some of your absolute favourite things about climbing?
It doesn't feel like a sport. It doesn't feel like you're working out. It's just fun. And then the next day you'll wake up and your legs will be aching, and you'll be like, oh, I actually did a workout. Also, the community. You find that some sports are really competitive, and you'll stand there and it will feel really scary because there's these, people that are like, oh, well, I'm better at than you at it. But with climbing, everyone's just really chill and everyone just wants to help each other out, and there's no competition.
Yeah, and it's one of those sports where, like you say, if you go with a group of friends, or even if you go by yourself and end up making friends at the climbing gym, it can be like a 3-hour, you can take breaks and watch other people climb or hear how other people are tackling routes, and it's quite flexible in how they're session is laid out. You can kind of bomb it and go like for a really intense 50 minutes or take a break, and I think that's quite a special thing. Do you think it's boosted your confidence in any way to kind of tackle these new challenges?
A little bit, because I did originally go into it thinking that I wouldn't be able to do it, because I've always had this idea that because I'm blind I can't really do any sports, and then I got doing it and I was like, oh, maybe I can do a bit more than I thought I could. I think it's helped my confidence.
And where can people find you and follow you?
Mainly just TikTok, under laceyrue.h.
Well, thank you so much, Lacey Rue, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.